Well, I've had a real good life, but I've never been abroad. Had a chance to go one time, and I figured that I better not try it because I wasn't making a great deal of money. I worked for a little of nothing. But I was at home, you see.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's one reason I was so interested in history, you see. I stayed at home, never married, and my mother would tell me these things. As she got older, you see, she was more interested in the things about that way.
Yes, ma'am.
And she would tell me these things, and I loved history anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's why I accumulated all this junk.
Where was your mother born?
Right there, Lower Peace Street.
In Lower Peace Street. I see. What about your father?
He was born in Montgomery County.
Don't know where exactly.
Oh, yes. Sprague Junction. It was out about 18 miles from Montgomery. Close to a place called the Grand, but it was a name of Sprague Junction.
Sprague Junction?
His great-grandfather was James Faunus, and he was educated at Princeton. But he had died, and, you know, after the war, I mean, during the war, his parents had both died. Well, he had started from scratch, you know, just really had nothing when he came to Peace Street to work.
Yes, ma'am. I see. What did your father ran the store?
But when he first came down there, he was a warehouse keeper, you know, from grandfather. And then he had, he began to buy a little piece of land or something, and he would sell pines, you know, and wood to the boats, and that's the way he made a lot of money. See, there's a big mill up here at Pine Hill, a lumber mill, you know, I reckon you know about that, tremendous.
Oh.
Like Miller and Blodale Mill up there.
Us.
Well, one of the main men lives right across the street from me.
Right.
So he's always joking with me, you know, kind of a young fella. Not too young, but I mean, he has been married. I imagine he's about your age, probably.
I see.
But anyway, he loves to tease me, and I like him because he treats me like somebody instead of old woman that hadn't gotten sense. So
you know better than that.
So he teased me always about the flower that thing. So one morning I said, "You come on over here a minute. I want to have this out with you. I want to have a little talk with you. You're just getting too sassy." So he came over here and I said, "Now let me tell you something. I was raised in Pine Woods, and that's the way my daddy first started making his money. Without pines, selling pine trees and things like that. And the most fun I ever had as a child was climbing a little pine tree and riding up and down on it." I said, "Now I know that'll shock you to death because you are so crazy about pine trees, you know." "Oh, no, it won't," said. "I was raised in Georgia," said. They ride them down a lot better in Georgia than they do over here. He was like,
Was your mother a housewife, or did she have some kind of job?
Oh, mercy, no. She had nine children, man. She didn't have
any time to be in
the house. She sure didn't, but my daddy always kept her with good servants. No matter how poor they were, he had a servant for her.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
Oh, and one time, before we moved to that house, we were living in a little small house that my grandfather Robinson had given her when she married. And a new woman called Aunt Celia was nursing the children and helping to cook. So when she went home, she took one of my brothers, called him son, you know, he was the oldest boy.
Yes, ma'am.
She took him home with her. Mama let her take Will home with her to play with him that afternoon, keep him for a while. And he right in calling distance of the house while back across the moor. So stayed so long, Mama went to the back door and called and said, Celia, you bring my child back home." She called back and said, "He ain't hungry, Miss Ed." Said, "I done fed him some pea liquor. He ain't hungry."
Some pea liquor? What is that?
Do you know what field peas are?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the liquor off of field peas.
Oh. Well, I've heard that's not pot liquor.
No, that's not the same as pot liquor, just the liquor that peas are cooked in.
I
done fed him some pea liquor, he ain't hungry.